Blog Talk Radio.
Iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you have made me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and hyssop is a plant sheet that can be used for making tea or baking with. It says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. It makes you have a great bowel movement, the tea does, the hyssop tea, that is. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Iniquities, that's wickedness and evilness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Now my other Bible says, and renew a right spirit within me. And do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. My other Bible also says free spirit. I keep referring to my other Bible. You might wonder, why doesn't she read from her other Bible? This Bible is easier for me to read from. Then I would teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Converted means to change a sinner's belief or their thought pattern. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, and that's from shedding of blood, blood guiltiness, by shedding of blood. O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. You hear that, see? One, it's a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart. Two and three, a broken, that's the second one, and contrite. Contrite means to be sad or guilty heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. Burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, they shall offer bulls on, excuse me, it reads, then they shall offer bulls on your altar. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 51. Let's have a word of prayer, Sheila. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day, for waking us up this morning in our sane, sound mind. Thank you for giving us peace, family, love, wealth, education, excellent health, and your protection from the evil one, as well as your always giving us protection in Detroit, Michigan, from disasters. We thank you for this, Father. This prayer is prayed in your Son's name. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your only biblical day of rest, and you should keep holy. Sabbath starts from Friday sundown and ends Saturday sundown. So if you do not have a church home, try to find yourself a church home to go to this day on a Saturday, the Sabbath, and worship. I know there's one on Grand River. Don't know the address. Then there's another one over on James Cousins off of the, I think it's off the Lodge Freeway, someplace over there on the west side. And I am an east sider. There is one over on Cadillac and Warren. Okay, so if you don't go to church today, keep today, let this day be your day of rest, and you keep it holy. Now, you know that I read from the New King James Version of the Bible because it's easier for me to read and understand. The other Bible that I have has a lot of those and thous and nays and yays, and it's just easier for me to read from this Bible. Now, sheep, I want to continue with the reading from the Old Testament book of Leviticus, I want you to turn to chapter 20, and we're going to read about the penalties for breaking the law. Hold on a moment, please. Okay, that's Leviticus chapter 20. Let's read verse 1. And I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to read it all the way through before this program ends. Plus, I want to read a little bit more so that I can go on next week and start reading from the book of Isaiah, or pick up reading from the book of Isaiah. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1. Let's read. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn," that means to travel in Israel, "who gives any of their descendants, their children, to Molech." And Molech, that is an idol that people used to worship, where they would give their newborns, they will burn their newborns alive. In today's term, I'm going to say that's abortion, although there's nothing in the Bible that says abortion that I have read. But I'm going to equate the serving Molech is the same as aborting your child, your newborn. It says, "He shall surely be put to death." Let me pick up reading verse 1 again, verse 1 and 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or the strangers who sojourn in Israel, who gives any of their children or descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people, because he has given some of his descendants or children to Molech to defile." Defile means to violate my sanctuary, and profane. Profane means to disrespect my holy name. And if the people of the land should anyway hide their eyes from the man when he gives some of his descendants or his children to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. And the person who turns after mediums are psychics or people who deal with the supernatural, and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Sanctify yourself. Sanctify means to set yourself apart or declare yourself holy. Therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who sanctifies means to declare holy. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And it's not that you should go and put that person to death. God is going to put that person to death in the end, you know, into the lake of fire. Let's keep reading verse 9. He has caused his father or his he has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now remember, God is not telling you to go and put them to death. In the end, they will be judged, and that will be their punishment. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion. And perversion is something that is abnormal. It's unacceptable. It's corrupt sexual behavior. That's what a perversion is. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, if a man lies with a male, if a man lies with another man, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, don't you sheep go out killing anyone. Don't go out and kill same-sex partners, whether it's woman with a woman or man with a man. They shall be put to death. When it's time for them to die, they will have to answer God. And God is telling you, is warning you, in Leviticus chapter 20, as well as Leviticus chapter 18, chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 18 talks about laws of sexual morality. Chapter 19 talks about moral and ceremonial laws. And chapter 20 of Leviticus talks about the penalties for breaking the law. So I am telling you, sheep, these are the penalties, and I'm reading it to you so that you will know that you just cannot do anything that you want and expect to go into the kingdom of God. I was looking at the news a few days ago. I don't look to the news often because it's always negative, and that is in my view. And what I heard was that there was this country that's putting up missiles that may be able to reach the United States of America. Well, it didn't say maybe, but it said they can reach the United States of America. So I'm thinking that this is why God has placed on my heart to read to you the laws of sexual morality, moral laws, as well as the penalties for breaking the law. God wants as many of us sheep to be saved as possible. And with Notre Dame and the Mayan Indians had predicted the end, and I'm thinking that it's the end of the age to come December 21st, 2012. And I think that end has come. We're in a new era now, and things are happening that I do not appreciate, nor especially here in Detroit, where the government is trying, state government is, let me keep my mind focused on you, God. There are some things that are happening that I do not agree with, and I think the law is being broken, and I cannot deal with it. I'm not smart enough to deal with it. I just hope the Justice Department of the United States come in and look at the wrongdoings that are going on here in the city of Detroit brought on by state government. Let's pick up at verse 14 of chapter 20, Leviticus. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there may be no wickedness wickedness among you. Verse 15, if a man mates with an animal or a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the beast or the animal. If a woman approaches any animal or beast and mates with it, you shall surely kill that woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness, and he has bared his, he shall bear his guilt. If a man lies with a woman during her sickness and uncover her nakedness, he has discovered her flow, and she has uncovered her flow of, she has uncovered the flow of her blood. She that means if a woman is on her menstrual cycle or having a period, you are not to have sex with her. Give her a break. She, too, must not try to have sex with you while she is on her menstrual cycle. Both of them shall be cut off from their people. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, for that would uncover his near of kin. They shall bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, and he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and my judgments and perform them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell, may not vomit you out. Now, that goes back to, that takes me back, that thought takes me back to the book of Genesis, chapter 15. I don't know what verse, but the Abraham's children were to be in a strange land for 400 years. And the 400 years that we, African American or black people in the United States, will be up in the year 2019, according to my history book years ago. The first slaves, there were already black people in the United States. That's how you had your free blacks. The first slave ship landed in Chesapeake, somewhere in Virginia, in the year 1619. And from that point on, slaves were brought in, and they just forgot about the free blacks, and we all became black slaves. In the year 1619 to 2019, we will be free, and I'm thinking that God is going to take us out to a new land to dwell in. And, you know, like these missiles being placed in other parts thousands of miles away from the United States of America, something, that a change may be coming soon, and God wants us to be prepared. Let me read verse 22 and try to keep reading until I finish this chapter, because I want to, and start next week with something else. Chapter 22 of Leviticus, chapter 20. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments and perform them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them. Abhor means to hate. But I have said to you, you shall inherit the land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples. You shall therefore distinguish between clean beasts, clean animals, and unclean, between unclean birds and clean. You shall not make yourselves abominable, that means nasty, by animals or birds or by any kind of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, for I am the Lord, am holy. Let me read verse 26 again. And you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. A man or a woman who is a medium, and of course that's someone that deals in the supernatural or the psychic, who has familiar spirits, shall surely be put to death. You don't go doing that. Now God has got to do that when it's time for judgment. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Okay, so don't you go stoning anyone. I have read to you the entire chapter 20 of the book of Leviticus. Now, I want to come back next week and read to you the clean and unclean beasts that we are allowed to eat. So, that is our reading for this day. And, of course, I encourage you to purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Deedy. You can go to your website at www.eatandliveelonger.com. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name or your son's name, I pray, amen. Remember, see, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time.
got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Thankful and glad that Jesus.